Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Ready? What's up, people? We are back once again with daddy issues, huh?
What's going on, Keith?
I got good energy again, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Once again.
It's like it's the same day, huh?
Almost. Feels like it.
The good energy, man. I've been working out a lot lately. I like it.
Me too. Getting in the rhythm. Trying to drop weight. So
you want working out, people. You want to get to a point where you feel devastated if you miss a workout.
Yep.
That's what you want. Where you just don't even feel right. You're like, I gotta go.
You know? People joke about it, but it's like they be like, you gotta hate yourself.
Yeah.
It's low key, like not hate yourself.
Not
but
hate
you gotta
you,
be
but
like,
you really gotta feel bad gotta, yeah. for not going.
This
that way you
pathetic.
Stay in there.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you take a day off here and there, but like, don't be all like, well, you know.
If I eat the wrong stuff for a day, like when I be having my cheat days, like immediately after, I'll be like, this is terrible.
Yo, I've been eating really good lately. Like, I ain't been filthing out like crazy.
I filth every 3 days, and I only do a meal. I used to do full days. Now I do like a meal.
You follow The Rock?
No.
You be seeing, man, his cheat days are just outstanding. He'd be eating pancakes with peanut butter on. That's right to my soul, man. His cheat days be epic.
My last one, I went a little hard. Had nachos for dinner with the fixings, though.
First of all, nachos for dinner, homemade, so good. Do you oven melt the cheese?
I had the queso dip that was his name left. But normally I do the shredded cheese, but I'll do the meat, then I'll do the beans, then I'll do the cheese,
yes.
Warm that up, then sprinkle the green onion, tomato, salsa, and guacamole on top of it.
Man,
I don't want to see chips when I'm done.
That's
like
a
when
time.
I'm done making the whole thing, yeah. I got to find the chip.
Oh, man.
Then after that, I had cinnamon rolls for dessert.
It was Jesus. Just,
I went in. Because I was feeling myself.
Cinnamon rolls for dessert?
Because I was like, I lost 5 pounds. I'm feeling myself. I went in. My teeth was hurting.
That's the reason why I kind of don't like weighing myself a lot or seeing results.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be like, you know what? I deserve some
fun
and games.
And
then I go and just devastate all the progress.
But as long as because the very next day I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the gym extra hard, like, whatever. As long as you, because my boy used to do bodybuilding. He said, don't wait. Because I used to eat well, like, Monday through Saturday and then Sunday. Just act up. But it was like even worse than that because I hadn't had no sugar, no. Mm-hmm. And your body starts flipping out. Like,
yeah.
You have, like, if you don't have sugar for like a couple days, after a while, you'd be like, I just need some ice cream and juice. And your body is like, we need a little sugar, bro.
Ice cream and juice.
Yeah. Stuff doesn't even go together. So he was like, cheat every 3 days. That way you only do a meal and you only do it. You're not, it's crazy when you do it.
Right.
And,
and you're not a sweets guy. So when you be sugaring up, what you be having?
Them cinnamon rolls I be having at game night.
Oh, okay.
Those or the chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
We buy the ice cream. I make the chip witch.
Oh, man. The chip witch.
And if it's a big thing, I love apple pie. If it's like but it has to be an event because who the hell's eating a whole pie?
Right. Apple pie. I like cobblers more so than pies when it comes to like peach and apple cobbler.
Oh, no. I don't.
I like the cobbler. Like
well,
the crust.
Apple cobbler, yeah.
I like that crust, man.
That crust.
Especially when you get the crust with
okay.
ice cream. The middle is okay, but that crust.
The crust
with the syrup. Yes. I used to make this no sugar added apple filling, like apple cobbler. That used to be right with some vanilla ice cream.
What happened? Why you don't make it no more?
I just quit. I just don't eat the same. This is when I was Savage McGee. No, yeah, actually, this was after because I got the no sugar added apple filling. So I don't know. I just don't.
Every once in a while, like the whole to. Half the reason I throw game nights is so we all can eat.
Yeah, the food we get. The last one, man, them burgers, man, they were good.
That's half the reason I be throwing them. Although on the next one, I'm probably gonna take it a little lighter because I want to have. Because usually when we have them, it's like an event, like it's a holiday or something. So it'd be like, bro, food everywhere. Like I want to have more game nights, but the food is gonna be like more snacky.
Okay,
On the big stuff, though, I still want to go all in. Because I enjoy it. When I be seeing everybody eating, like getting thirds and stuff, I'll
eat,
be like.
Man. Yeah. That's how it feels good when people be at your house eating.
Yeah.
Like when DC came to our crib and was eating all the food, we was like.
Oh, that pasta was good.
Man. And you. Pinky McGee was digging in.
Like, I didn't move from that seat.
Sabrina was like, okay, then.
Didn't move from that seat.
Because Keon was like, man, I'm going to eat before I come. Y'all go ahead, no options. And then I was like, look at him eat.
I ate everything. I was stuffed when I left.
Bless his heart.
I still ordered at the place, though, and took it home.
Oh, yeah. Ate it later, though. It's not the same.
No, I don't pass up free food.
Yeah. You know, I'll be passing up mad food.
I'll be
food,
so
man.
Mad when you do it, too.
I'll be passing up.
We'd be
up
at a spot in Burbank. You'd be like, I didn't even get none. I'd be like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
If it's a free meal,
I'll be passing
I don't care if I eat it 2 days later. If it's a free meal, get it.
I get it.
I'm
I don't know what's wrong with me, man.
You weird.
I used to never turn down the free meal.
I was thinking that in the car today. I was like, Tony got a lot of weird quirks. Like, hella weird quirks.
Quirks? What did you translate? Quirk?
Quirk, yeah. I was like,
quirk. He got a lot of weird quirks. You mean wine? Champagne?
You just collecting quirks from the wine bottles, you weirdo. You a freak.
Man, you quirky. Like, you mean quirky?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was like, you do a lot of weird stuff for no reason. No merit behind it. Why are you passing on free food? There's no reason for that.
I don't know, man. Because, like, I don't have a microwave, so the heat up process is going to work. Nah, I got rid of it. I never wanted a microwave in my apartment. The only reason I had one before is because Chaz brought one in. And then now, no microwave.
We didn't have one for a while, and then when the boys started, like, eating food, I was like, we got to get it because I don't have time to put everything on this skillet and heat everything up like that.
Yeah. Because that's when you heat up stuff now, it takes time. I got a little heater oven.
It tastes better, though, when you heat. Oh, you got a toaster oven?
Yeah.
It tastes better like that.
It does.
The microwave's trash, but it's just so convenient.
It'll be all wet and just.
It's trash.
Yeah.
If I have the time, if I know I'm about to eat something, like I'm putting in a toaster oven.
Yeah, the toaster oven is life.
It's so much better.
It's life, man.
A little crunch.
We just talking about
food. We talk about food every episode.
We talking about, that's because food is life.
Food is just.
Without food, we wouldn't be dead.
I just love food.
You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all got to remember. Without foods, we would be no dads out here.
No,
you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be dads out here.
Oh, food.
Food is just. Oh.
I hate people that don't eat.
People just really don't eat. They're not
people
passionate.
Don't be eating.
They're like, what'd you eat? I just had a little something. You know, I had a couple twigs. It's just, I'm not passionate about it. Like, whatever, man. I don't trust you. Anyway, in the fatherhood news arena this week, they did a national poll on children's health at the University of Michigan. Shout out to Michigan. I was born there. 78% of parents would not let their teenager get a tattoo. That's a high percentage. Due to concerns about health risk and future regret. However, another 1 in 10 parents thought a tattoo would be okay as a reward to mark a special occasion, or if the tattoo could be hidden. 1/4 of teens has asked for a tattoo. Tattoos are common. The report cited a Pew Research Center study that said about 38% of young people ages 18 to 29 have at least one tattoo. Now, you think tattoos are okay for teens?
No.
Why not?
Just because you're impulsive. You ain't
thought think about long term.
Yeah, you ain't. You just, like, you turn 18, I'll go with you to go get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
you mean younger than 18?
Yeah, younger than 18. Mm-hmm. But just in high school, because I remember, like, tattoos just got, universally popular. Mm-hmm. Like, back when we was coming up, if you had a tattoo, you was a thug, or you had, like, nobody loved you. You know, like, you were reckless.
It was
like
a cry for help.
Yeah, it was different. Like, tattoos was like, whoa, you got a tattoo. Now these kids be sleeved up.
Yeah.
And on ESPN.
In middle
school. Yeah, I be like,
what?
Damn.
You got a full shirt in middle school?
You don't even have the muscle to fill that out yet. Just full sleeved up.
Yeah.
With your geography homework on the side. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't think they know why. Like, everybody want to be their kid friend. I don't have no problem telling you no. Not right now.
Yeah.
Not till you think about it, and it's going to be on you for the rest of your life.
Right.
Because, like,
you got to be really passionate about your decision.
Yeah, and I understand it's a generational thing and everything, because, like, my mom and dad don't have tats, and me and my brothers all have tats.
Mm.
Like, multiple.
Yeah.
So.
How old was you when you first got your?
I was 18.
18, okay.
Yeah.
Your parents said when you 18 you can get a tattoo.
Well, they
did you
were
try
always,
to get one earlier.
They rule was when you 18 you do whatever you know you okay. do what you want.
But so you, like, never even asked them if
nah,
I.
Nah, and
a
even when I got it, I just went and got it and okay. came home and they was like, "All right,
all right." How was their reaction? Was they? Could you tell they wasn't feeling it, or was they really?
Well,
cool?
I don't think they cared as much because it was like a religious thing. So okay. they was just like, "All right, all
right, yeah." What and was
then,
it?
I got a cross right here, and it says, "He lives in me."
Okay.
And then they was like, "Okay, all right."
Like, yeah, God,
you know, just a little God thing,
yeah,
you know.
Spiritual,
I mean? Yeah. And then I didn't get my next one until 7 years later.
Okay.
Now my brother, he did the addicted thing. Once he got one, and he got like 9.
Yeah.
Like, and then my other brother has, forgot how many he has. He has a few.
Yeah.
And then Cody got, you know, she got a few. So I ain't gonna tell my kids like, don't get them.
Right. Right.
You just gotta wait until you're not gonna walk around as a kid with tattoos. Right. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
My oldest brother's 10 years older than me, and he got his first tattoo in the 80s. So it was like, you know, tattoos are way more common now than they were back then.
Yeah.
So when he got one, it was like an event. It
yeah.
was like, yo, you got a tattoo. This is the 80s. He had like a dragon on his arm, and so it was like a big deal. My mom was like, she didn't like tattoos.
Yeah.
So it was like, he was just like, yeah. Got a tattoo. I was looking at it like it was all colorful. Yeah, because he got a color, you know, it was colored in. He was like, did it hurt you? How long did it take? You know, I was just marveling at the whole event of it. And then, but I was never like, I want one too. I was just like, all right,
yeah.
You know, and then, because my brother would just do things. I don't know if it was out of rebellion or what. Like, he got his ear pierced in the crib. With his friend pierced his ear and it got
yeah.
infected. So it was just like, that's what you get when you should. You know, it's like, man. And then that's why I'm glad I'm the youngest, because some of the heat was already shaved off.
Yeah.
So, like, when I wanted my ears pierced, my mom just took me to the mall and, like, you know. But the tattoo, it was just a big event. And then my dad was like, because they not tatted up. So
yeah.
he was like, man. You know, but he was like, you know, this is who I am. My brother was like, I do this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm paving the way.
Yeah.
And then with my own, now me, I thought about getting a tattoo when I was in college. I was like, yo, I'm going to get a Wu-Tang W with my name in it. And then I was like, nah. And then I got to a certain age where I was just like, ah, I'm too old.
Yeah.
It's too late for me.
Well, my mom just got her first one.
Yeah. Some people just get them late in life, man.
Her and her sisters, they all got the same one on their back shoulder.
Okay. My ex-wife was talking about doing something like that.
Yeah. And so they did that.
Yeah.
So now they definitely can't say nothing about our tats.
Yeah, you tatted up too.
Yeah.
And now, as a parent, like we set in place the 18-year rule. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can, when you turn 18, you can do what you want. And so soon as Serena turned 18, his birthday, I took him to the tattoo place.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
On his birthday. And so,
his tattoo clean, though.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah. You know, I liked it because it was something different. It wasn't no, like,
yeah.
cheap, generic, you know, run-of-the-mill joint. And then he's got two more since then. So
yeah.
Like, he's hooked. He might end up with a sleeve.
I want one.
You know, he might end up with that. And, so, I'm cool with it. I'm like, you know, do whatever you want. Just don't regret anything
yeah,
you get.
And don't like, like I said, I got mine 7 years apart. Think them out. Like, my brother, when he started getting his, he was just getting them, and I was kind of like,
yeah.
What does that even mean, though?
Right.
Like, what is that one? I mean, he said they mean something to him and stuff like that, but I still was like,
does it really mean something to
yeah,
you?
I mean, really?
Some people just be getting them for show.
I was like, you needed that.
I was like,
you needed
really
everybody
mean
to know you were Aries.
Right.
Yeah.
The generic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, it
yeah.
wasn't even.
I like tattoos with stories behind them. Like, when I ask people, why you get that? And they be like, oh, this represents something. Like
yeah. Like, I have yeah. a story for this one.
Yeah.
Like, this is my favorite proverb.
Uh-huh.
And it means a lot to me. And it works whether you are into religion or not. It
uh-huh.
is just a dope proverb.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, if you falter in times of trouble, how great is your strength?
Right.
And I was like, that's just dope, a dope mantra to me. Like,
right.
Just to, like, don't be weak out here.
Yeah.
Don't be fall every little thing. Oh, break. Nah, man. Stand
I'm all
up.
Forward.
Yeah. So I was like,
I'm
that
all
one.
Forward.
Like, I don't even like this one that much no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's old. Like, I want to get it redone and get something else maybe. Or
mm-hmm.
But this one I love.
Yeah.
Man, I love this one. You and I got to get the boys on.
I thought about getting my sons on me on each shoulder. I was going to do that.
Well, this one's taken up, so I got to get them both over on this side. Yeah.
I thought about that for sure. I was like, I might get the boys on me. And then I was just like, nah. But I was never, I can honestly say I was never passionate about getting a tattoo. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, it'd be dope. I got temporaries before, and I was cool with that. I remember I had a temporary on recently because I was shooting something, and they tatted me up for it. And so I had like three tattoos for, you know, and I was on stage performing. They were like, oh, he got tatted up. I was like, nah, it's just temporary. And that was like last year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I forgot what I was shooting, though.
I thought mine out hella much, though.
Yeah. But I ain't got no beef with tattoos, man. Tattoos, it's more so, it's turning into, like, if you ain't got no tattoos, you standing out at the pool now. Like, look at this dude with the blank torso over here. Oh, what's up, y'all? You know, just my birthmark.
I'm all about meaning, if it means something. And, like, I'm going to be honest, I care about tattoos on body types. Mm. Like, I think when athletes have them, they look dope because your frame is, you know, like LeBron, all of, they tatted up, but they muscular build and all, it looks dope.
The fluidity of athletic tattoos looks dope.
Yeah, like it looks NBA so players, dope.
It
kind
of blends into the arm. It's just a dope
look. Dope. But like when I'm at the pool and I see some bald guy with any guy, I'd be like, ugh, that's, why did you get that? It looks disgusting.
Yeah.
But if your frame, right, like how Chris Brown, when he got the chest thing right here and then the arms, like the way it looked dope because like if you ever get big, it ain't gonna look like that no more,
right?
It ain't gonna look dope, but right now it looks dope. So like I was like I want to get the thing with the, I never wanted them below here for some reason. No. I don't know
that my favorite part of the arm to get tatted would actually be the forearm.
Yeah,
the inside of the forearm, I would get,
I never
one
wanted
there.
It for some reason,
I don't know why I like that spot right there, or like a shoulder.
So like
anything in here, I never really envisioned for myself.
I wanted stomach. Because
I know I'm always fluctuating in weight. I know I'm always, that tattoo gonna be tired. Like, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. I'm sick of it. My tattoo gonna leave. You know what? I've had it. It's gonna be on my back.
This is gonna fall down.
What you doing back there?
You got a thigh tattoo?
Yeah. I'm like, where you going, man?
Just crawling out.
He gonna be pissed because I, you know, I'm Luther Vandross out here with the weight. I mean,
you've been
that
consistent
extreme.
For a while.
Yeah, like I weigh 1 pound more than I did 14 years ago when I lost mad weight.
Yeah,
which is an accomplishment because, you know, 14 years people be balloons by that point. And that was when, after I lost mad weight, I got down to 217. Last time I weighed myself, I was like 218.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so
especially if you holding it. My dad held that for a long time when he was carrying mail.
Yeah,
he just held that same weight.
He walking
miles a day.
That's steady
walking,
man.
As soon as
you
start driving them buses, I was like,
"You sitting and you sitting in lunch breaking, just sitting."
He just gained so much weight. Then he lost it. Then he gained it.
Side note, man, I always marveled at the big steering wheel on the city bus. You know, like I used to ride the city bus a lot, so I used to always just sit there and look at them work the steering wheel, and they'd be like, "Cause it's like a big mixing bowl.
It is big.
How do you work this?" I would always marvel at that if I was sitting close enough to them. Anyway, that had nothing to do with what we was talking about. But it meant something to me.
Yeah. Right. You get a tattoo of a big steering wheel?
Right on the back. It's a bus steering wheel.
Every day you sit down, you just...
It represents change and going somewhere in life. Direction. Like, all right, whatever. Making up stories for your tattoo. There's a lot of trash tattoos out there.
There's so many.
I'll be looking at them like...
Oh, that's tattoo. Stupid.
Yeah. My girlfriend's tattoos are dope. She got like a sleeve. Like, I like it. It's like a cyborg arm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's pretty dope. She got
I've
Nintendo
seen,
controller
I've seen some
on
sleeves
it.
That I just want. Like, it looks so dope. I was like, I want that. Yeah. Like, not even something like that. I was like, I want that.
Specific.
But I can't copy.
So. I thought about getting words tatted on me. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. I love that. But I was like, nah. But
I did want one across my back for a while.
On the back? Top,
you know,
of the back?
Yeah, I'm broad, so I wanted it across.
Yeah.
Like, just to read across. But I don't know what to get, so I'm like, I'm not going to get anything. Yeah, so.
It's got
to
be something profound.
Yeah. So I'm just going to get the boys, and that's probably going to be it.
Can't go wrong with the boys.
Nah. They're my favorite.
You could never go wrong with the
kids.
No.
They'd be like, you going to get your... I'm like, no. It's as much as you hope for forever, that's just not reality.
But you talking about...
They'd be like, would you get your wife on it?
I'm
like,
never
no.
getting...
I'm like, no. And she wouldn't give me either, though.
I feel like it's a jinx. I feel like it's being on the cover of Madden. Every time you're on the cover of Madden, you get injured this season. I feel like it's a jinx as soon as you get somebody tatted on you. If your girl or your guy dies, then go ahead. Get the
tat. But even then, what if you want to re-up on, still, on a relationship?
You know what I'm saying? But still, even if you got it, I can respect it because y'all was in the moment. They died tragically. Yeah. It's a remembrance. But like, you know what I'm saying? But the kids is a guarantee.
That's me all day.
That's the guarantee.
Yeah.
That's, as much as you love somebody, they could just dip out and leave you. And then sitting there with the...
Yeah.
Now you got to cover it up with something.
You and I don't need to have you on me. I don't need you on me.
Get off me. Get off me. But I definitely think... I think it's a jinx, man. I'm superstitious about a lot of stuff. And that's one of them. Like, once you get that... I've seen it so many times. I'll be like, oh, there they go. They just got tatted up.
They about to break up tomorrow.
Shortly after that, it'd be quick, too. It don't even be long. It'd be like, man, just within the Instagram half the
time,
season.
Probably half the time they doing it to, like, try to prove something because it's already on the rocks. It's like, why are you doing it? People overcompensate relationships so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always, what are you trying to prove?
Right. I hate that. It's
like, people be like, you and your girl don't really, I don't have nothing to prove.
Right.
We are good. Yeah. Like, I don't have to prove to anybody that we good.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make no sense. How come you're not blasting her all over it? We don't. I'm not on her page, really, and she's not on mine.
Right.
The kids are all over hers.
Yeah.
And I post the kids on their birthdays, and that's about it. Right.
And you love the kids. There's no doubt about that. They're not all over your page.
I don't need to do that. I don't need to prove anything. And what does that do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people act like that means something because you're looking from the outside.
Right.
You're such a good dad, and I could be abusing my kids every day. Y'all have no idea.
Some people just post their kids just for likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even be with your kids, man. You talk about, I do this for them. Shut your ass up, man. You never with your kids.
That was the one weekend you had.
I do this for them. This is one comedian, man. He be on some of that, like, I do this for them type. Like, you abandon your oldest son, man. Shut up, man. I be wanting to put him on blast, but I'm like, it ain't my place. But I be like, man, shut your ass up. I do this for them. I don't like the I do this for them mentality anyway. Like, if you an immigrant cleaning toilets just so your family can get to the other side, you really doing it for them.
Yeah.
But if you playing sports or, like, you making millions of dollars, don't give me that. I do this for them. You do it because you love to do it and you're getting paid.
It's fun.
Yeah, you taking care of your kids, but don't give me that. I do this for them.
Now, there's other, you know, extracurriculars you might do to set them up with some stuff or whatever. Yeah, but...
But just like, I'm talking about when you're doing a shitty job, I do this to feed my family.
Yeah.
Like, you standing in the toilet, I'd be like, man, you really doing it for your family, huh? But all that other stuff, be like, stop.
Stop all this. I hate.
But I don't like the overcompensating the relationships on social media. And that. I don't like it when people, like, the thing when you post your relationship, like with me and mine, people be like, when you going to put a ring on it? When you going to have a kid? Like, man, we ain't been together a year. Sit down.
And that's another reason I don't post. Like, get out my business. That's why I don't post. Like, I'd be like, I posted her. I mean, we was dating. I posted her one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many comments. I just took the picture down. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with it. One girl said something that she shouldn't have said, and then everybody jumped on. You know how these people on Instagram, once you got a few fans on Instagram,
it's a fool fight.
And they went so hard on her. She inboxed me. She was like, please call off the dogs. That was her exact words. Call off the dogs. I was like, well, you said it. You shouldn't open your mouth.
You made the band.
Yeah.
Lady.
Like, I was joking. They're killing me. They're following me on different social platforms.
Then what did she say?
She was like, because I had put it up, and I remember when Peter Griffin, when Lois started modeling, and Peter was like, he tapped a dude, and he was like, I'm hitting that. So I put her picture up, and I was like, I'm hitting that. And
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. It was like, we was in New York, and like, everybody was laughing for the most part, and that was the first time I ever revealed it. People were like, and this girl said, how could you disrespect or something? She said something and tried to be a captain, they just tore ass up. She got lit up.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I don't even think we Facebook friends anymore. I think that was it.
She all social media. They quit her job.
He can say whatever he wants. They killed her. They was inboxing her.
I'll be feeling bad for people in my comment section because they be getting shredded.
They be getting lit up. That's their fault, though. Some of the people, that's their fault.
Some people, they said it. And I'd be like, damn, they got shredded.
They be getting
There was one person the other day. I did a gorilla voiceover. Like, why are you always shoving this vegan agenda down people's throats? And they eat meat. Yeah. And I was like, and all I replied with was like, they're herbivores, though. Yeah. Just Google it.
Yeah.
And then people just went in. They were like, blah. And I saw he deleted the initial comment because it's gone now. He probably people, deleted
it. You don't even be doing that, though.
The thing is, I said nothing about vegan in the thing. I said vegetarian or something like that. Yeah. He just went in. I was like,
that's his own. People be tripping, though.
Drug through the mud, man. And mine is just a cafeteria. My page is a cafeteria anyway.
Yeah, it is. They be looking for a reason. Yeah. I've seen people go in. I'm like, that wasn't even a warranted response to what that person said.
Right.
Like, the person might, because some people on your page, like, even on mine now, they will have a legit, like, adult art, you know, like, conversation. Like, mm-hmm. Well, I feel like, and understanding, and it's like, okay, I see what you're saying, right. Blah, blah. Some people are like, you shut up, you still, and it just goes off, and I'm like, it was two people going back and forth that I had nothing to even do with me. One dude said something, the other dude called him a coon, and they just went to a point, like, I stepped in, I was like, God, I don't think he even meant it like that, I think he meant this, and the other dude was like, well, I'm sorry, I see somebody.
Sick of this black face coon over here, saying.
He went off. He called him a coon instantly, though. He got one comment off. He's like, I'm sick of you coon ass. I was like, God. He wasn't even that bad either. He flipped out.
People be hurting out here, man. Just take it easy in the comment section, man.
Yeah, relax.
What else going on in the studies, man? I threw my page all the way across the room with the tattoo joint.
Rhonda Kaysen of the New York Times asks if it's okay to monitor your kids electronically. So, you know, all the technology they have for, like, babies and toddlers and new companies such as Canary are marketing surveillance devices to the parents of children and teenagers. Technologies like tracking your phone, to your surveillance equipment, cars, things of that nature. In a poll, it says 68% of respondents said this 9-year-old should be allowed to play. They shouldn't be allowed to play in a park unsupervised. Since children do are left home alone sometimes, should they be watched with a spy cam? Will surveillance make them behave better as adults? Is it healthy for parents to be worried so much? So, what do you think?
Well, depending on the age of the kids. Like, if they home alone at a super young age, I think a camera in there would be beneficial. Not a must, but I don't think it's like an invasion of their privacy. Like, what are you really doing at 9?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I mean? Especially in a park where anything can happen. Any type of public place like that is creepy to me. Like, you know, because there's so many pedophiles in neighborhoods.
Man.
So it's definitely creepy. Like, and I get it. Teenagers, that's when you start getting into murky water with, like, the surveillance and stuff like that. Kids be lying. And, like, you know. Sometimes you need that hard evidence. I'm all about receipts and pulling stuff up. And like, let's go to the surveillance footage. See, you did take my car out past midnight.
So you're saying only if you need it for your case.
For the case.
Not
by
to just
case.
Watch it every day.
No, that's creepy right there. Yeah. Like, only when, like, you know, you worry.
Something happened.
Yeah. You know,
let me go back to the footage.
Even, like, you know, as a parent of, like, older kids, you know, I still be worried about them, like, if I'm out of town and they home alone, I'll be like, y'all good? What's going on, y'all? You know what I'm saying? You worry, you know what I mean? So just to make sure everything goes okay, not necessarily they doing bad stuff. And you got to know your kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to watch little kids because little kids are suicidal.
Yeah.
Because they'll just be doing dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Busting out the screen.
I agree with having it, but not watching it. Like, just if I need to go back,
yeah.
Like, I firmly believe, like, let's say we get to the point where you're just so busy, somebody's watching my kids, I'm camered up in there because I want to know exactly. It's not to watch my kids. It's
to watch
them.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I be seeing them, you know, them viral videos where the nanny sat on the kids. Yep. I'm killing you.
Yeah.
I'm walking in. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm not telling you the cameras is in there.
Right.
I'm just walking in the house swinging.
Yep.
You're like, what? Why is this happening?
You know what you
I'm
did.
Like, you know what you did.
Hold their bloody face up to the TV. Let's go to the tape. You go act like that wasn't you?
I'm waterboarding them. I'm doing everything. It's going to be like an 80s movie with
it's
a villain.
Definitely like the last situation. Yeah. Hold his head up.
Look at it. Look at it. I'm going to be screaming in the air with the spit falling out of my mouth.
Drooling but not caring. Yeah.
I'll be wilding out.
Don't play with people's kids, man.
No.
I definitely feel that, man. Like, watching watching other people, watching your kids. Definitely, man. Because you hear these horror stories all the time.
I want to come for that. As far as when they get older, tracking them and stuff, like you said, know your kids. I was pretty honest kid. Like, I lied sometimes, but it was never, you know.
Never major enough to go to the footage. And cue up the footage.
Nah, we was pretty honest. Especially once it went down. I'd be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, well, this and this.
You can't claim.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is.
Do you have an outstanding lie to your parents right now? Like a lie that's still, like, out there?
No. I have a secret, but not a lie.
Okay.
Just not something that they don't know. Only people that know is my brother. Mm-hmm. And, like, my boy, Carrie. I think that's it.
Okay. Hopefully they're not listening to this. They're like, tell us the secret.
I mean, it wouldn't do anything now. You know? But it's just something I just don't talk about.
Yeah.
But other than that, no. Yeah. I was pretty. If they asked, we was coming. Because it was nothing even.
Right.
And they always had it like, you could tell us anything. Mm. So I was just like, well, you know what? Yeah, I did it. Okay. I shouldn't have held the gun, but I did it. Yeah. It was under his seat. I just wanted to touch it. Your fingerprints are on the gun. I wanted to see. I didn't know.
It's a good gun's exciting.
Girls are exciting. Boy had one in the seat. I was like, I didn't know they was this heavy.
Yeah.
You know, I was just fascinated.
Right.
Different things would happen. But yeah.
I can't think of no outstanding. I really lie to my mom a lot.
Plus on stage everything gets revealed now.
Everything gets revealed.
They don't, you know, ain't nothing. I don't really hold back.
I'm at a place now, man, where
I don't care.
I'm super honest.
Yeah.
So I just be like, I still, even though I try to be filterless, like, you know, I was talking about a certain chapter in my life and it involved my mom. And then I asked her, I was like, do you mind me talking about this? She's like, I kind of do mind. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
I scrapped it. Yeah. Then, but I still want to be like, because there's nuggets that I can get out of that chapter.
Yeah, exactly. And that's our truth.
Yeah.
But when your truth involves other people sometimes.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask again, though.
Yeah.
Can I?
My dad usually my target, but I would still be mindful.
Yeah.
Of like, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, I ain't going to bring up that. But I think I don't ask him. I know which parts to leave out.
Right.
Like, yeah. But I'm not going to talk about that because I'm not going to put him out there like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm not. And I know what he's sensitive about. So stuff that he's done or whatever. And I'm like, I ain't going to bring that up. Because now he's going to think I care. And then he's going to be like, I'm sorry, son. It's like, I don't care.
I apologize.
You know? Yeah. You know, old dudes just hold on to everything.
Everything.
All they do is think about, I wish I would have did this. Yeah. Who cares?
And that's why I don't want to be now. That's why I'm so, like, honest now. Like, I just.
Fathers be like, I just still remember when you was 11. You asked me for the star. I could have gave you the starburst, and I didn't want to. They be mad over the dumbest stuff.
I had the best intentions for you when I held
you. I'd be like, my dad's still mad he made me, he kicked me off the baseball team when I was 12. Mm. He's like, you could have been. I'm like, I'm fine now. I found another passion that's just as good and could be just as lucrative.
Right.
Like, I'm fine. Like, I don't care about that anymore. Like, yeah. I was mad when I was 14. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You sure? I'm like, yes.
We got to make sure y'all good, man.
I don't care.
As parents. Yeah, so I feel him on that.
Yeah. That's what he be doing all the time.
The guilt train.
Maybe if I did it, who cares? Yeah, we're fine.
Man. Well, boy, on the surveillance tip, like, that's still mad, creepy, Jason Bourne-ish. A bit of it is just too much. Like, the most I have on my sons now is that we share location.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
That's it.
But that's just if something happened to me, you know, I was at last.
Yeah, I tell them, like, you know, y'all can see my location, especially I'm out of town all the time. Like,
I share my wife and my brother.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much the surveillance I got going.
My brother is my go-to favorite. If it ain't Cody, it's my brother. My brother has all my passwords.
Which brother?
Keith.
Mm-hmm.
He got all my passwords, everything. If something happened, he got my location. Like, if something happened to him, I'm going to find a new confidant.
Man,
because he has all my stuff. So like we on the plane together. I just exist from. I'm not in history anymore. If we die together, that's it. I'm just gone. There's no way to get into anything. All my account, nothing. I'm done.
Nobody has my. Who has my passwords?
Well, you know, you can set it up on all your stuff. You can set up who would be the person to be allowed to shut your stuff down. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Because I think that's weird. Like, if somebody passed and they page is still up, I'd be like.
What's good? Oh, that's okay.
So that's weird.
I think about that. Like.
So you can give somebody access to your page, and they can leave it up or shut it down or whatever, because you just be up. People don't know if they're supposed to unfollow you now.
Yeah,
you're gone.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I saw Mac Miller's following, go up like a million, like wow. every pass. Yeah, it went up.
To do what, though?
It just went up. Like, people, I guess people just started following them. Like, yo, who's yeah. this, who's this guy? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, what are they going to do now?
I don't know. That's weird. It just showed up. Just, you know, when somebody passed away, you nosy.
Yeah.
You're like, well, let me see what was going on. Yeah. You know, especially somebody passed on a drug overdose. So you start looking into things. And
where
like,
the signs were?
Because I went to his page.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man. And then I went to the page. I always look at the last post before somebody dies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I always look at that. Like, I looked at his story. Like 14 hours,
uh-huh.
I heard about the death 14 hours earlier than that. He had just posted something, so I was like, man.
Was the post positive?
It was like he was.
Well, what did he OD on purpose, though?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I was reading something where they said the house was cleaned of all drug paraphernalia, like weirdly clean of everything.
Oh, so somebody
I don't know if they
was
trying to
him?
Get at something else. So I didn't read a follow-up article. But his last post was like a little DJ machine, like a beat machine. Mm. No, it was like a record player with like.
So it didn't seem like somebody was trying to go out.
No, it seemed like he was making music. That's what it looked like.
Might have been some foul play.
I don't know, man. Or he might have just did a bad mix or something, you know? Because I know
they
about
doing
that life.
Yeah.
So, but I definitely went to the page, and then you know just to. But when people pass away, I always go to the page.
I don't. I just dip out.
I'll be like, oh, man. Then I go look at the last post. I'm like, man, that was it.
I
think, like, what was they thinking when they posted? Because if it's not suicide, you don't know you's about to get.
Nah.
Triple X, when he died, I looked at his last post.
Yeah.
I was like, I paid no attention to him. And then, I don't know, man. Just the nosiness of it.
I'd be just dipping out. I never post the RIPs of the people. I never do none of that.
I'll be like, and then I'll be wondering, like, man, what's my last post gonna be? Like, I don't want it to be something whack.
Mine's gonna be so dumb. If I'm even on, so I don't know what's gonna happen with social media by the time I plan on checking out later down in life.
Oh, yeah. if I map it out to where I'm gonna die like 35 years from now, hopefully I'll be off Instagram.
Yeah,
but like, if something tragically would, you know, what's my last post?
Yeah, if something happened now, it'd be a video. It'd be
a flyer for a comedy
show. Yeah, rant. We could have. And then somebody would be like, I just got my tickets. I feel like.
You got to get my money back.
I feel like somebody would be like, that's the show I was actually going to go to. Shut up. I'll come back.
I'll
come out of the grave and be like, you wasn't going. All right? You wasn't going. People, stop lying to us about that.
You got embalming fluid spitting out of your mouth, man. You wasn't coming anyway.
Here's a show. I got to do it half dead.
People ain't coming, man.
No, they ain't coming.
The people that's really coming won't say a word.
They don't. They just show up.
They just show up.
And they come more than one. We have people that come every time.
The people that really show up, they never tell me. They be like, man, this is my eighth time seeing you.
And they come out of town. They'll come.
They don't ask about the ticket price or nothing. They just
show
pull
up. I have this one lady, man. She's the dopest. And she come. She'll have cookies. She didn't buy. I have, like, when she show up, I'll be trying to find new merch to give her. Like, I don't make her pay for it no more because she didn't support it so much. And I'll be like, I don't have anything new. She's like, it's okay. I'll be like, I'll take my shoe, autograph it. Like, she's so dope. Like, she's so dope. I got a few people that's dope. They come. Like, when I go back to, I got to go back to Caps. Mm-hmm. I got to do that, and the people going to come out. I'll be like, people be supporting. People who really support. Oh, I did it. I'm going in October this time. I ain't doing summer.
Man, blazing it. But, man, when people truly support, I'll be like,
that's because I still feel like why? I'm still in that, like, I don't get it.
You don't get what?
Because I'm not famous.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get, like, I understand when people support famous people. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? But for me, like, I just did the show recently, and a guy was like, man, you know, I've been following you for a while. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, why?
It makes sense.
Because I'm regular, though. Like, in my mind, I'm looking at other people.
It's
like,
about the talent. Like, they believe they like you. That's why people are famous, because a whole bunch of people like them.
I guess,
so it makes perfect sense. It's like, we rock with you, man.
Yeah.
It's like, if you was to see Eddie Murphy in his prime early before he exploded, you'd be like, man, I like him. Yeah. And then when he blows up, you still like, I like him.
That's true. I guess that makes sense.
It's just more people are on the wave, like, you know what I mean?
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I guess I'll try not to be weird. I'll be like, in my head, outwardly, I'm like, thank you so much. Yeah. And I do mean that. I'm like, thank you. But in my head, I'll be like, why do they care about Lil'
Cause
me?
They feeling you, man.
I'll be like, I ain't nobody.
Because as a fan of stuff, like, I grew up, like, big fans of people. Like, I would find myself, like Wu-Tang Clan and, like, Nas and, like, people I was really into. I'd be, like, super excited. I'd be buying the merch. I'd be praying for they stuff to do good. Like, I would actually pray. Like, please let Method Man's album do good. And it would. I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then if I saw them, I probably wouldn't say nothing. But I'd be like, I'd just be really rooting for people. And so I get it. When I see it, like, I'll be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Keep praying for me, whatever.
I guess that makes sense.
People really be all in. And so I'll be like, man, I super appreciate it.
Yeah. I guess it just, because, you know, we're surrounded by people who are, like, on.
Right.
So you just be like, you just don't expect it for yourself.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I mean, even with my peers, like, even with you, I'm like, well, yeah, you got 500,000 followers, whatever. Like, I'm like, I get it. If somebody, we on the street and somebody like, hey.
Right.
If they'd be like, I noticed you too. I'd be like, what? He's right here. Why?
Because you funny. So I'm like, yo, man, you funny, man. And then that's how it begins. And so, especially now that I'm in the realm of entertainment and I see, like, super famous people, it's like, I know it can happen for anybody. I see that even more so now. Because, you know, we know so many people personally that exploded.
Yeah,
and we saw it happen.
That's true.
It was like, man, it could happen at any moment.
Currently, it's people who explode right now.
Yeah.
That we know.
Tiffany Haddish is like, boom.
Tiffany, Preacher, Sam explosion. About to pop.
Yep.
Sam so about to, like, blow up. ADT, I guess, it can happen.
And then people be like, oh, I'm a huge fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember them on the couch and, couch surfing.
He was at my house. Mm-hmm. I fed him. He had no money. We used to talk about that on the road when I was on the road with him. I'd be like, 3 weeks ago, I had more money than him.
Yeah.
Like, not even close now.
They can change that quick.
I guess. Yeah, it makes sense when you talk about it out loud.
Yeah.
But I'll always be weird about it. I'll be so weird about it.
That's because it's you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, you know, but it's the same.
Like, in my mind, I'll be like, it's just, I'm just me.
Right.
You know, even when it's other comics, because I'm 7 years in now, but it's still somebody that's 10 months in.
Yeah.
So that 10 months looking at seven, like, man.
Yeah, they're looking at you like, man, I'm trying to get on your level.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
My level? I'm out here trying to get on his level.
Yeah.
Somebody always trying to get on somebody else's level until, you know, unless you just fully yourself be like, I'm the cream of the crop.
Yeah, it's weird.
But, yeah.
I am doing a better job of, like, I enjoy the journey now. Mm-hmm. Like, the trying to get to that.
Yeah.
Like, I used to just be like, I want to get there. None of this matters. But now I'd be like, nah, this is cool,
I'm
man.
Having a great time.
I'm on set with my boy. He's on the show. Like, now it's just fun. Everything's just fun.
I'm just happy I found something I love.
Yeah. Like, even though the money ain't dope yet, I'm like, I'm happy.
I'm happy I found something I love.
I get paid to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is so fun.
That's what I was saying in the group chat. Yeah. I'm like, man, we blessed, man.
We're so blessed.
We found something we love to do. You know how many people out here just like, I hate
shoveling every day. It's 3 more hours till the shift is over.
Yeah, it's just like, I hate my job every single day.
Yeah, and then me, I'd be like, that's it. I got to get off? Yeah. Where's another one?
Man, we just getting started.
Yeah.
Granted, there is some gigs where I'm just like,
oh, absolutely. I mean,
but for the most part,
there's something you in for the check. You know, they paying me, I'll show up.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like,
man, it'd be good. Yeah. And I know we're going to have fun this weekend.
Yeah, Vegas.
I'm looking forward to it.
Vegas, but that cruise ship I got next month, not looking forward to.
Which one are you doing?
I don't even know yet.
No lie. They just hit me for some other ones. I was like,
If I went with a whole squad of friends, it'd be
fun.
That's
different, I mean, all road trips, that's another thing. People think we be having fun on the road. It's fun when you go with somebody.
Yeah.
And when you with somebody, like we went up and them drives and stuff.
Oh,
I almost threw up.
The six of us? Oh. Mad fun.
I almost threw up the last time. We went to Oakland.
Is that the one where I didn't drive up with y'all?
No, one of them you didn't.
Oh, the Oakland one.
The first.
I drove up.
The first
one,
yeah.
Which one did I meet y'all out there? Sacramento?
Yeah, but you drove back.
That was the Punchline show, right?
Yeah.
And I drove back with y'all. But the Oakland one, we went up together and came back. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'd be in that car in tears.
Yeah.
I'd be having to put lotion back on my face because the cracks be dry.
It was fun, man.
So fun.
Good time.
Yeah. We got to get back on that.
I'll be wanting the.
I showed you that. Which one I got? The inbox?
Oh, yeah.
I need y'all back on the road.
It's a good time, man.
Anyway, let's get to these questions. What were we even talking about?
I mean, you know, surveillance.
Oh, yeah, surveillance. don't be a stalker. That's my take on that. All right, question from Simba Trey. Okay, Disney slash Trey. All right, I see you. What are some ways that parents can prevent their daughters from getting pregnant in high school?
All right. That was direct.
Out the gate.
Shotgun.
Yeah, I don't think there
sawed off shotgun to the boy's nostril. I mean, ain't no real way.
If there was a way, it would have happened already, right?
But my thing with this is, I have a theory, and you know, there's always going to be examples where, like, actually, you know,
yeah.
I feel like when a father daughter bond is mad strong, like when the father and daughter are like super close, and he sets a prime example of manhood to the daughter, that changes the outlook the daughter has on other men.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't live up to the standard that pops has presented, they're not really out there like that. Like I noticed that, you know, they may end up single for a long time because of it, but they just have a standard. Like, you know what I'm saying? These guys just ain't really matching up to pops. And so that's a way to stay out of the pregnancy streets, because they're not really out here dabbling in a lot of sex with a lot of guys. And
I think a focus would help. Like, if you have something that you really want to do, most of the people who had something that they was like, this is what I want to do on the next level, whether it's college or whatever, they were the ones that's like, I can't risk do anything else to mess up this goal that I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
So like a pregnancy, if you know a pregnancy will ruin, I want to be a doctor, and you know that's going to mess that up and make it hard. Like, I think having a focus helps.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I never drank, smoke, or nothing like that, because I had my focus for sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have time to get no girl knocked up or whatever. Yeah. I got to do this. I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. I think when you just kind of out here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, especially high school people think that's real relationship and real.
It's scary, too, because girls be boy crazy.
They're insane.
I'd be like, yo, you know, I wouldn't want my daughter to be boy crazy ever. Oh. But I would want her to be honest with me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but please, like, yo, just calm down. And just relationships going to be there. You ain't got to be in a rush to be in no relationship. This high school relationship ain't going to be your end all.
But they not
going
to listen to that. They think it is.
Like, no, it's him forever.
Yeah. They think it's the – and it's nothing you can tell them. Like, it just is what it is.
That's why you got to shoot the boy.
Yeah.
You take him out. I told you it wasn't forever. And then just push him off the cliff in front of her as a dad. Told you it wasn't going to be forever.
I hate you, but you ain't pregnant.
You ain't pregnant, though. You feel me? You hear me? Let this be a lesson to the next boy.
My mom and dad used to instill that. Don't be bringing no baby. They said that a lot. I was like scared of it. And they were just saying how hard it was. And I was like, I think it depends on the kid, though. I'm not hard headed. We were talking about the other day. Me and Cotty were talking about the other day. Because I was like, we was at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And she had got something from Costco. And I was like, don't get nothing without having the sample first.
Because
then we take it home and it's nasty. We just stuck with it. Because I had did it before.
Yeah.
She gets something. She doesn't like it. And now it's getting wasted. And I was like, why would you do that? She was like, well, you did it. I was like, exactly. Why didn't you learn?
Right.
That's when we made the rule. I bought that salsa. It was disgusting. Right. And I said, from here on out, we're not going to do it all the time. And you went and did it. Well, some people learn different. I'm like, no. Like, I have no problem learning from other people's mistakes. Like, why can't people do that? But I've been like that my whole life. But my brother was a person that would be like, no, I want to try it for myself. So I think that's how you – I don't think you can prevent it, because it depends on the person. If the person is –
how they learn.
If the person is one of those, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm good. Then you're good. If the person is like, nah, I don't think it would be that bad.
Right.
She having that baby.
Everybody does learn different.
I can't stand it. I am good. If you walk out this door right now and something happened and it's something that I could do too, following, I'm like, I'm not doing it. I don't need to go through it myself. I believe it.
Right.
I don't need to do that.
Right. Some people are like, it's going to be different for me. Yeah. I feel like I probably fall into the, it's going to be different for me category. I know I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
But it depends on how it's presented to me. Like, if it makes sense. Or if the source is credible.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a hypocritical source, I'll be like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. How you gonna tell me you ain't even doing it yourself?
Yeah,
I'm big on that.
I am big on that. But if I see it, like, if I see, you know, you'll never want to get shot. And they show me, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't need to know. I just don't. I was so mad when she bought it. I was like, we just learned the lesson. We learned it. I didn't want to. But you did.
Is it in there now?
Huh?
What is it? What was
this? Stupid avocado mayo. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I was like, I don't think that's a risk you should take without a sample. And then they had the sample. Finally, they had the sample. I said, this is nasty. She said, that's why I ain't eating it. Well, if we would have waited for the sample, you would know it's nasty, and we wouldn't have bought it. I had to Denzel. I was going off. I was like, why? Costco.
Comedy. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, you got to, you know, hope for the best with your daughters. Yeah,
I think
man.
It depends on your kid. You got to know, you know your kid better than anybody else. Be honest, I say. Let's see. Second question. E. Miller asks, how do you guys deal with in-laws buying household items for your house? And in what ways do you tell them to slow down? He has in-laws that buy too many things for his home, and he does not like the clutter.
Sounds like a blessing.
Yeah, I don't.
Sell the stuff you don't want, but you got, that's a blessing.
I'm reading this question like, I don't see the problem.
Man. If my in-laws is buying mad stuff, bring it on. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't.
Whatever we don't need, sell it.
I would need to know the details or whatever, because I don't see the people stay buying us stuff, like the kids and stuff, and I'd be like, great.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. Especially, you know what I'm saying, I like to save a buck.
Yeah.
If they buying the stuff, bless your heart.
He does not like
you bless, man. And you can make money off the stuff you don't need because you can sell it. The yard sale.
Now, some people be like, I feel pressure because they come in. They're like, oh, where's the vase I got you? Have you said, I don't need anything?
Yeah.
You know, or what? But if they didn't buy you 3 toasters, we'll sell them. They're going to learn, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see the problem.
I'm so real now that I'll be like, y'all don't have, please don't give me nothing else.
Yeah, I'm real.
Y'all giving me too much if it was happening to me. But yeah,
you got
to
be honest.
Depending on what it is, though. You know, with the utmost respect at the same time. But, like, that's a blessing, though, man. They're taking care of y'all. That's some good in-laws.
I'll take them. Yeah. I'll take all your items. I'll give you my address. You can send them to me.
Yeah. Email me what you got that you don't want. Because I can
go
use
through
some,
it,
like
a registry
for the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? I don't see the problem. Ellis Posley asks, what is the optimal age to have kids? His girlfriend doesn't want to have kids until they're after 30.
I think the optimal age just depends. It's a case by case. I know I say that all the time. But
it is, though.
It is a case by case basis. It depends on when you want the kids.
When you feel like you're emotionally and mentally responsible.
Right.
Enough. Some people mature at different ages.
Right.
Some people finances are different at different ages. Some people, it depends.
Like, I became a dad at 22. A lot of people ain't ready for that.
I wasn't. I was like, I'm not doing. I was one of the. I'm gonna wait till I'm closer to 30.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I just know I want to do stuff.
Right.
I know I want to. First of all, relationship wise, I didn't have a girl until I never wanted a bunch of baby mamas.
Right.
So I was like, nah, I want to do that. And then I'm still trying to do this, and I'm not emotionally or mentally ready for none of that. Too selfish right now. You know, like, you gotta be honest with yourself, I guess.
Definitely. You gotta be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner. And then go from there. But it's definitely case by case. I feel like there's no optimal age.
No, because once you're in the fire, you're in there, yeah.
You can be in your 40s and have kids for the first time. That's fine, too.
Like, but if it sounds like if your girlfriend is saying she don't want them till 30, she got stuff she want to do before 30.
Respect it
and wait till 30.
Yep. See what happens. Like, she might even change her mind and be like, you know what? I don't want kids.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know, accept it.
Or, you know, you'd be like, you know what? I'm good now. At 28, you know, 27. She'd
feelings like, change. You know what I mean?
Connie turns on me like that. She went from, I don't want to be married, no kids. And one day she was like, I want all of it. I was like, wait, what? We were done. She was like, I want kids, family, everything.
And then y'all used to want, what, 4 kids? And now
she wanted, I never wanted 4.
Oh, you never wanted
4? She wanted 4.
Now she like,
we had them
good.
2. She was like, I'm
what if good. She say, I want 4 again? You're going to be like, nah.
I'll just take it off and throw it in the ocean. Just get rid of it. Well, you do. More. I'll do it in front of her. You want 2? Toss it right in front of her. No.
But yeah, it just depends. So that's the optimal age. It depends.
Yeah, the optimal when you are ready to do it, and with the right. You know what? People always talk about money and all that. Can you please just have kids with somebody who's half decent? Like, y'all don't be, it's the partner. Y'all just be having kids.
The partnership is key.
The partnership is everything.
Because as you can see in the media, the money don't matter. It still be some shitty, trashed out situation. Look at Nas and Khalees. They in the struggle, and he got money. And they out here, the bitter struggle.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? About money. Just make sure y'all on one accord on the teammate.
Yeah, person. Two poor people that's on the same and like that's in will have a way better parenting than two rich people who just not working. Like,
they're a team. They know to put the kids. I noticed that when parents put the kids first, like truly, it's a smoother ride all the way around. When they taking themselves out of the equation as a couple and just focus on the kids, it's always smooth sailing. Like me and my ex-wife, teamwork. Yeah. Like when she be like, I'm going out of town, I'll be like, all right, I won't schedule nothing that week. You know, it's easier now that they're older. They can just chill on their own. But before, like when we first split up, teamwork, man. Like, you know, if she wasn't a good teammate, I wouldn't have been able to do a lot of shows. Because she could have easily been like, I need you to hold the boys down and, you know, this is your day. And then I would have to cancel the gig. But she wasn't like that. I was like, so anytime she would hit me up about I'm going out of town, I was like, oh, then say no more. You know, I'll leave the schedule book open. And so you just got to make sure your partner is good.
Yeah, no optimal age, optimal partner.
Yeah.
Optimal partner, man. Like, it's like the people ask me, like, what's the family life like? I'm like, it's easy because my family, the in-laws that's buying me stuff, appreciate you. and my girl is dope. Like, everybody's dope. Like, I feel like we both made a good decision in a partner. Mm-hmm. So it's easy because
teamwork, man.
If I had, I could see my boys go through stuff with their baby mamas. I'm like, oh, that looks exhausting.
Oh, it look. I'll be looking at them.
I'll be feeling bad for them. I'll be tired for them. I'll be like, God, that looks terrible.
I'm sorry, you got. Oh man.
Are you on the flip side? The women who got the deadbeat deal. I'll be like, God,
he be trash. He don't even pull up at all.
Like, and I be when some of them tell me stories, I'll be mad when I hear their story. Mm-hmm. They be like, well, I never really liked him, and then why would you have a baby with him?
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
Sex, man. People just lose all sense sometimes when the legs open.
Optimal partner.
The penis is inserted. It's just like, oh no, it was caught up in the moment.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that moment for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man. Optimal partner.
Yeah.
Age don't matter.
Nah. I mean, kind of. But
I mean, a little bit, but not. You know, don't get caught up on age.
And if you're young, please don't have no kids. If you're listening,
ain't no magic number. Ain't no magic number with this.
Some 17-year-old is listening to this. Like, I knew. Said, hey, I can have kids now.
Throw the box of condoms out the window. But yeah, man. All right, well, shoot. That's it. That's another episode of Daddy Issues. If you got any questions for us, don't forget to send them to the YouTube page. Ask us anything. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, share this with your family and friends. Tell everybody, man. Tell everybody. Post this on your social media. Tell everybody to pull up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all sharing it. A lot of y'all been sharing it on Facebook.
So dope.
I appreciate it, guys.
So dope.
Thank you so much.
And, man. Hopefully, we can share some light on anything y'all might have asked. I know we be going on tangents, but that's how podcasts are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't forget to follow me, Tony Baker Comedy, on all forms of social media.
At Keon Poli on all forms of social media.
All right, guys. Until next time, this is Daddy Issues.
Peace out.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.